something called the Great Profit War Games. Ooh. I'll give you all the scoop on that. On the Hill, it's the same old tug of war over financial reform. Wall Street doesn't like anything being proposed by the president or the Senate, Democrats for that matter. And Obama says Wall Street needs to buck up and join the reform movement. Why it could end up costing you in the long run. We'll jump to that too. In the meantime, Governor Blago, or the former governor of Illinois, has decided he wants to bite and fight back. His lawyers say the president needs to be subpoenaed. Will that amount to anything? And, of course, what's going on with the volcano? Man versus the volcano, and throw in air travel. And what a disaster that has been. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to a San Diego State University geology lecturer and expert on volcanic activity, Vic Camp, so we can get skinny on what has happened here and why it's so dangerous and what about the possibility of another eruption from a volcano, I think, a mere 12 miles away. So can't wait for that. That's coming up in just a few. Right here from the get-go, though, with me, Kate Delaney. Hello, everybody. On America Tonight, we're going to jump into the Goldman Sachs flap. So here's the scoop on Goldman Sachs. Because, you know, there were all these rumors floating around about some of the Democrats who received money when they were running from guys and family members at that company, including the president, who got almost $1 million in donations for his 2008 presidential campaign. And that was from a swell of people that worked there and their relatives. The chief executive officer for Goldman's also met, that's Lloyd Blankenfein, also met with the president twice and met with his top economic guy, who would be Larry Summers. But what does that mean? It's raising eyebrows, but there is no hardcore evidence that is suggesting that any of the Goldman executives even talked about the SEC case with the Prez or his aides or any of that sort of stuff. In fact, I would think they would try to step around that. That would be the last thing they would want to bring up. Although it's interesting, this whole movement of financial reform, when honestly most, not just the Republicans, because there's been that cry that it's the Republicans, but it's everybody. It's a lot of the people that were running that were getting money, because why? The Wall Streeters had big money and had interest. So yeah, that's what happened. By the way, what's interesting here is White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel advised one of the clients, who also retained Goldman Sachs as an advisor, on a $8.2 billion deal. And the guy's name is, you know, Goldman is actually retaining the former White House counsel, Gregory Craig, as a part of their legal team. And he worked as an investment banker in Chicago a decade ago with Rahm Emanuel, or advised him as in the client capacity anyway. And that was part of that huge Goldman deal. So there are definitely things to look at and say, oh, that's interesting. Ooh, that's curious. The connections abound between Goldman Sachs to the White House and then the Obama administration. When we're talking about Wall Street and Washington both having their swords out and dueling to the death, it seems, over how to overhaul regulation of the financial world. You know, here's the thing. If the rules aren't going to do anything that are going to amount to more than a fund that is sitting somewhere making more money in case somebody needs to be bailed out, if there's nothing that really protects the American people, then why bother? I mean, it's an exercise in grandstanding. If there are not regulations that really, really matter, and if they're not regulations The problem is, in lumping everybody together, you're lumping companies that help people in to the same group as the big bad banks that failed, that were too big to fail, that got bailed out. So they're starting to squeal, and they're going to lose jobs. There's people that will lose jobs as a result, but it's not the big guys. It's not the people that everybody's still furious with. It's not the three dreaded letters. It's not any of the London investment guys. It's not any of them. It's the smaller companies that get lumped in because they're part of what would be the financial reform. So the way it's looking now is, with the distaste both in the mouths of some of the Democrats and some of, well, most of the Republicans, in fact, all the Republicans, it looks like the bailout bill is, it could be debated for sure, but it looks like this is not going to be an easy play. I mean, by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, the Republicans earlier in the day blocked an effort by the Democrats to start that debate to tighten the financial system. And it's like I said, the swords are out and they're fighting big time to the death. Harry Reid asked Republicans to agree to begin debating, and let's look through the framework of this and go through it. But Mitch McConnell said, no, we're not doing it. Forget it. And in fact, went further and said, look, you're preempting negotiations just to reach some kind of a deal. Forget it. So now it's been pushed back to Monday, and Senator Reid is saying he's going to call the first procedural, that's what it's called, vote on Monday to try to stop the Republican filibuster. Now, this vote will be interesting because it'll really push the Republicans on how much resolve they have to oppose the financial reform measure in an election year, because there's no question the public, that's you and me, are not happy by all the announcements of the huge bonuses on Wall Street after they took money, and unemployment is still pretty high. So there's people that are seething at this point from way back in 2008 forward. But I don't believe that we're going to see any kind of a, I don't think we're going to see any kind of a vote on Monday. I think all of that gets gunked up. I think there is resolve with the Republicans on this one. I think they're willing to kind of go to the mat for it. And that's what we saw all during the day, that there's the bill has some flaws in it that I don't think they're going to remove. And are we going to have some concrete changes in this that maybe won't hurt some of those smaller firms, or this whole bailout thing, what's going to happen with that? And there are some other tenets of that, too, that could reach out and, I think, grab us big time. And the bottom line is, if it's this constant taxpayer bailout of Wall Street, we don't want it. Do we want to bail these guys out again? I don't want to bail these guys out again. Do you? We're talking volcanoes next on America Tonight.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, we're glad you are aboard. Whether you're in Connecticut, California, Illinois, or my hometown of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, a big shout out to our friend in Sweden, Christina, and in South Africa and across the border in Canada. Wow, we are starting to get a huge audience also in Europe. That's a lot of fun. Anyway, we've been talking about this story a ton here. Of course, everybody's been talking about it. And here's the good news. Almost all European airspace is open, but the Iceland closed their airports because of the volcanic ash cloud. Who knew? And I have to claim ignorance, as much as I am fascinated about volcanoes. Who knew the spread of this cloud? Just what chaos it would wreak with travel. That's why we're very excited to welcome to the show somebody who knows all about volcanoes, San Diego State University geology lecturer and expert on volcanic activity, Vic Camp. Thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
My pleasure to be here.
Okay, explain, first of all, from the get-go, because I know you're going to know this, embarrassingly enough, as much as I have a grip on the English language, I'm like everybody else. I'm hearing 10 different pronunciations of the volcano. How do you say the volcano's name?
You know, I'm not gonna say it either, because I've heard the same thing. There's several different pronunciations. I've tried to break it down phonetically as well. And you know, I don't know this particular volcano because it's relatively small. So I'm not gonna pronounce it.
I love that. Oh, I knew we were going to get along. Just fast friends, Vic. Good for you. Okay, so the volcano's small, and it created all this huge cloud. Explain that. I mean, how did that happen? I mean, I don't understand how it spread so far and was so dangerous to the flights.
Well, it's actually interesting. You know, when I say small, it's actually a moderate-sized volcano. But it's the kind of volcano that normally, under normal conditions, it would not erupt in a violent fashion. The type of material it erupts is called basalt lava. And it's very similar to what erupts in Hawaii. And we've had an eruption in Hawaii on the Big Island of Kilauea since 1983. It's still going on, but nobody talks about it every day because it's very calm and gentle. But there's an added ingredient in Iceland, and that added ingredient is the glacial meltwater. what happens is that glacial meltwater gets into the plumbing system of the volcano, and it explodes very violently, and that's what's powering a much more explosive eruption than normally.
And why is it so dangerous to the planes? Because what was explained to me, it could be shards of glass that could possibly cover the planes. Is that right?
That's exactly right. That's what the ash is, in fact. Because what happens with the magma is that when it's blown up into the air, it cools very, very quickly to this glassy substance called glass shards. It's a very powdery substance, and that's, it's powdery because it's so explosive and it literally obliterates the magma. But the problem the airlines have is once they get into the engines, it actually glasses up and it seizes the engines. And so that's the big problem.
Ooh. What happens if you were to ingest this? What would happen if it gets into your lungs?
It could be dangerous. The Icelanders probably have the biggest potential problem there. If it's very, very powdery, it can actually turn into almost a cement-like substance, and it can get really deep in the lungs, and it can cause death, too. There's actually a particular type of cancer that's caused by volcanic gas, the glass shards themselves.
Wow, how about that? And now there's the idea, or it's been discussed, that there's another volcano not far from this one that could erupt because it's kind of overdue. Wow.
Yeah, that's right. It's the Katla volcano. It's about 10 miles to the east of this volcano. It's a much larger volcano. If it does erupt, it would be, in fact, a much larger problem in terms of the ash cloud. And there's a history, there's a little bit of history, because when this smaller volcano has erupted in the past, a few times it has triggered eruptions from Katla. And, the plumbing system, there's some question as to whether or not it's actually connected or not. But Katla's erupted about once every 80 years or so, and I think the last eruption was in 1925, so it's really due for another eruption.
Wow. So we go from Iceland to a couple of things. This is how you make your living, and you're an expert on volcanic activity. When you were a kid, were you one of those kids who were doing the science project, and my volcano didn't work, but yours did, so you knew, hey, this is what I'm going to do?
I never made one of those volcanoes. In fact, I really liked astronomy as a kid, and I didn't like rocks that much. But I learned to like rocks in my adult life, actually.
Now you talked about Kilauea. I've flown over Kilauea. It was unbelievable. The lava was flowing. It wasn't massive, but it was flowing, and I could see it. And it was one of the coolest things I ever experienced. But what have you been in? I'm assuming you've been down in some of the craters of volcanoes and stuff. What are some of the cool volcanoes that you've been to?
My work is a little bit different because I actually work on ancient volcanoes. I leave the active volcanoes to people who have a little bit more, I tend to be a little bit safer with these ancient volcanoes. I mean, I've spent a little bit of time on active volcanoes, but not when they're erupting, except Kilauea. I mean, the thing about Kilauea is you can get there very close. Even if it's erupting, it's not going to be explosive.
Yeah, and Kilauea is interesting for people who don't know, too, on the Big Island. It's so cool to see, and certainly you do, the trail. It makes that trail to the water. Just goes poof right off to the edge, and you see it. And I've heard this from other people, and you may know this as well, as you said you can get pretty close to it. But if people aren't careful, they can have this thing where their shoes melt because they can feel the heat. And apparently some tourists, that's happened to them, Vic. A lot of them have gotten, their tennis shoes are melting, and they just take their feet out of the shoes and go in a different direction. That'd be kind of crazy to watch that.
It's absolutely true. I mean, one of the interesting things about Hawaii and Kilauea is a lot of the lava is erupting actually under the ground through these features called lava tubes. And you can actually be walking on the surface and be walking over a lava tube. And if you stand there with the heated lava underneath, your shoes will actually melt. I've had that happen to me, in fact. So, yeah, it's a concern.
Lava tube, I love that. All right, so you're leaving the risky stuff of parachuting inside to the volcano to some of the other guys. But you're doing the ancient volcanoes. What do you learn from the ancient volcanoes and going back? What are you trying to learn?
Well, you know, in the past, I mean, volcanology is an interesting field. It's to really understand the ancient volcanoes, you do have to understand the young stuff because, you know, the ancient rocks have been altered more, and it's a very little difficult to try to reinterpret it. But one of the interesting thing about the older eruptions is that some of these have been on a scale that's far removed, far much larger than we've actually seen in historic eruptions. But that doesn't mean that those kind of eruptions won't occur, because they'll occur again. We just haven't had direct experience with them. So that's one of the good reasons to study these old volcanoes.
Yeah, and how many volcanoes do we have in the U.S.? I'm, like, thinking of Washington State. Do you know?
Yeah, in the continental U.S., of course, Alaska and Hawaii have, you know, plenty of volcanoes, but in the continental U.S., it's mostly all in the Cascade Range. There's 15 active volcanoes in the Cascade Range. All, much like Mount St. Helens, all those 15 have the capability to erupt explosively, and they will. They all have historic records of erupting explosively.
Wow. And so at San Diego State, what a rough job, too, by the way, at San Diego State University. I've been there a couple times. Do you have, like, a cool lab, a cool setup there, a cool little deal with all your rocks and finds and whatnot?
Oh, we have all kinds of things here. We have, you know, chemical analyses and, you know, but a lot of geology is field work, too. You don't necessarily need to have a lot of good lab materials, but you know, in volcanology, I mean, you can specialize in different things. You can specialize in the what's called the geophysics of the eruption, and that's mostly with seismology, you know, trying to interpret moving magma through monitoring seismic activity. You can also do it through geochemistry, and that's more in my background. I tend to look at the rocks, look at the geochemical signature of the rocks and try to interpret it that way. And we
All
have
right.
pretty good lab for that, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, if I come out there, are you going to show me that lab?
Sure, be happy to.
That'd be fun. I'm into rocks. I am. I didn't get as far as you did, but I do like it for sure. Vic, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
All right. That was a lot of fun. Volcanology. That'd be kind of a cool, career, I would think, and studying ancient volcanoes. How about that? But as he said, the worry is just 10 miles to the east, that second volcano that's bigger, that erupts, and it wreaks havoc once again with not just the people in Iceland, but, of course, the travel all over Europe. Speaking of wreaking havoc, Ahmadinejad's at it again. What's he up to? We're going to talk about it.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world go through the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I watched the world go through the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, talking about the dark side of the moon, Iran starting military drills in the Persian Gulf. I just kind of think of Ahmadinejad in my head. I mean, I know what the guy looks like, but and we've seen him speak enough, God knows. But I kind of picture him as Dr. Evil. And he's somewhere in his little secret hiding place with, no joke, a trap door floor where there's sharks swimming beneath or whatever. And he's plotting, the whole time plotting, what can I do to jack with the U.S. and anybody else in the West? And who can I level with my rhetoric? So they start this massive air, land, and sea exercise, and they're showcasing their wares, their military strength. Because remember, that's what Ahmadinejad said the other day. Hey, bring it on. We are ready. We have the strongest army in the world. And it's called the Great Prophet Five, these military maneuvers. And it's the Islamic Revolution Guard Corps. And it is actually the 31st anniversary of the, what they call the elite force. And they're just demonstrating the weapon system. That's exactly what they're doing. And I guess pretty much Iran like we don't know this, but pretty much it's obvious that Iran is trying to produce missile defense systems that are very similar to what the Russians have, and an advanced surface-to-air system that can defend against cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, aircraft, any of that kind of stuff. So parts of the system supposedly have been produced. That's a scary thing here. What do we really know that Iran has in its arsenal? And recently, they've been relocating surface and air assets for this exercise. So I don't think it was a surprise to our military folks that this was going to happen, but they knew it. They knew that they were acquiring things. Let's just say, perhaps, I don't know, the CIA or somebody. But this, the news was going to happen because they were starting to look for the stuff to assemble it, to get it up in the skies, let's say. And it's supposed to go on this drill for 3 days. So will we see exercises in the Strait of Hormuz, that main region, which is where it's a point for world oil supplies? You know where I'm talking about. And there have been several in the past. So, and that's a way to kind of thumb the nose at the Americans, I guess, because you've got U.S. Navy. I guarantee you've got at least two ships there, probably for the U.S. Navy, that are in that area. And they're not supposed to let any encounters with the Iranians inadvertently escalate. Do you love that? Inadvertently. Please don't let it inadvertently escalate. But keep an eye on what's going on there, okay? Because we're pressing for those tougher sanctions that we've been talking about for 5 years against Iran for their controversial nuclear program. Come on. That's what he's like Dr. Evil. He is laughing hysterically and just waiting for a challenge, just waiting for a challenge. Let's go to Stu in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu.
Hey, Kate. I want to touch on that, but I also want to touch on the deal in Georgia today where they found the enriched uranium.
Yes.
It's going to be sold on the black market.
Yes.
And we've got this guy in D.C. that's supposed to be our commander-in-chief and our leader, and he's wanting to downsize nuclear arms. We went through this last week. I know some people got aggravated about it. He wants to downsize nuclear arms, but yet, you know, he lives in this wonderful utopia that America's loved by everybody, and he's the greatest man in history, and all these great things that he believes in. I think he really believes in his head. But yet we have the enriched uranium being sold on the black market. You get what I'm getting at?
Oh, absolutely. And who do you think it's being sold to?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we've got this jackass in Iran that he looks more like Mini-Me than he does Dr. Evil.
That's good.
But he stands over there and he says what he wants. And I really don't understand if everybody, you know, it's like the crazy guy. Everybody, oh, man, he's crazy. You know, we don't want to mess with him. I don't know if everybody's scared of him because they think he's just nuts. Or I don't understand what we've got to gain by still trying to be nice to him.
I don't either. I don't understand that either. I agree. Absolutely. I don't think our top generals really do. I think they're holding their tongues. I do. I think that memo that was leaked was no accident. I believe even Robert Gates, I think he's had enough.
I mean, you know, people thought Reagan was crazy because he stood up to Gorbachev.
Yep.
But he stood up to Gorbachev, and he did what he intended to do. And instead, we've got a president that's scared to death this guy. I mean, it's like he fears it. He fears what he's capable of. And instead, he wants to do everything with sanctions. Well, I think we've had enough time to do sanctions, and nothing's been done yet. And the guy talks about Israel, you know, the Holocaust never happened. 9/11 never happened. And we've got, instead of our president back in Israel, who has the best intelligence in the world, he condemns Israel, and I, it just it blows me away. I just I'm like, you know, I don't know. It's like
I agree
with the Muslim people, and I don't care what your religion is, but man, we're Americans. Because see, when you talk to me, I don't believe in Mexican American, African American, German American, Italian American. If you're born in this country, you are 100% American. And don't give a damn if you don't like it. Pack your crap and get back out.
I love that. Pack your crap, Stu says, and get out. Hey, I'm on board with that. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the the criticisms.
And I'm tired. I mean, you know, this whole country's been founded. Everything is founded on conflict. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where it is, conflict makes a country stronger. And it sounds bad to say, and I don't mean, you know, but everybody has to fight to get where they want to be in life. I don't care if it's a country or what it is. And we're letting this guy just walk all over us and make complete, excuse my French, asses out of us.
Right.
And people don't take us serious. And why would you take us serious? You make threats, 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 and nothing gets done. I mean, Bush was just as bad with Iran.
Yes.
You know, he
yes.
knew he had our military too thin to really do anything.
Right.
But at the same time, you always hear people say, well, you know, war is bad, war is bad. Well, I would rather see him take it over to Iran than bring it over here.
And absolutely.
Opinion,
so would I. And we've already, look, first you have Iraq, the situation in Iraq, then you have Afghanistan. Why not go for a third in the Middle East? Yeah. I mean,
that's what I used to say. Why not just go in there and bomb them all and let God sort them out? And then, you know, let's make it a nice tourist attraction. You know, people have been over there and say, it's not a bad place. It's kind of a, you know, it's got some neat stuff. I mean, let's make it a tourist attraction over there. Make it part of America as far as I'm concerned. That sounds bad to say, but we're crying out loud. We've got these guys over there threatening to kill us, and Israel's our greatest ally in the Middle East.
Yep.
And
there's,
you know,
there's tension between Benjamin Netanyahu and Barack Obama.
Well, Obama treated him like a dog
yep.
when he came to D.C.
Exactly.
You know? And it was, I mean, the guy is just, I think he's put us in a bad, bad place. And I'm hoping like crazy, man, people get their heads out of their butts for 2012 and kick his butt back to Chicago. Because his liberal politics is just so far left. And I don't ever see him coming back to the Senate. I just don't. And, I mean, I just don't. And for some reason, he is so against Israel. And I haven't figured it out yet. But, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, but it's a problem, definitely. Stu, great call. You have a fabulous weekend. All right, Stu said a bunch of different things there. And I agree completely when we're talking about Iran. And I've been doing this show for 4.5 years, and I think pretty much right from the get-go, we were talking about Iran and Ahmadinejad, and where I think one night I even did a hit list and put the together who I thought were the people to be concerned about, the top 10, and he was in the top 3. And he is just laughing. He is loving this because there is no blowback ever, ever for Ahmadinejad. And it's scary. It's scary what you can acquire in the black market because it's about money. I always say that follow the money thing. It's so true. And it's for any arms dealers or anybody who's getting uranium, enriching that uranium. That's what it's all about. Guaranteed, there's a good chance. You know, we kept hearing during that nuclear summit, oh, Iran is about a year away. They could be even closer than that. But once they have a nuke or several nukes or who knows how many warheads they have, how comfortable do you feel putting your head on the pillow at night? What about that 3 a.m. call? What do you think that call is going to be like should Ahmadinejad decide that he's going to start to use some muscle? Seriously. Coming up on the flip side, Blago takes a chunk out of Obama, or tries to, plus the mailbag.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
It's a fact. One in five females will be a victim of assault. Join Al Horner, the host of Not Me at WebTalkRadio.net, to get life-saving information and weapons knowledge to take control of your life. Al recommends DIY, selfdefense.com, your online superstore for affordable self-defense weapons designed just for women. Don't be a victim. Get the defense tools you need. Shop DIY, selfdefense.com today. That's DIY, selfdefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Praising anybody. In fact, he is squealing like a pig, Blago is. Hey, everybody. Kate, hanging with you from coast to coast and all those spots in between here on a little old show called America Tonight. And, you know, he's got the good hair, and he is the 15 minutes of fame. And there's tapes persist. Yeah, the wiretaps, right? What was the wiretapping about? What were you actually here if they were all played? And that's what the former Illinois governor is saying. So now he's asking a federal judge to issue a subpoena for the president to testify as a witness at his corruption trial. He said in the court papers that were filed by his attorney, I love his attorney's name too, Sam Adams. It's really Adam, but people throw the S on the end. Sam Adams, that sounds good. So, What the deal is and why he's going this route is because he says Obama would be able to resolve questions about the allegation that he was trying to sell or trade the seat that was open following the president being elected. And President Obama, he says, Blagojevich says, has direct knowledge of the Senate seat allegation. So he's the one that could clear this all up. Now, in the whole court papers, there wasn't any allegation of the president doing anything wrong, just saying that he could speak to the seat, that it was open, and add more to Blago's credibility and his defense. But wow, if you had a sitting president who was subpoenaed, take a witness stand in a Chicago political corruption trial or any criminal trial, can you imagine? I'm thinking the answer is it's not happening. It's a good maneuver, but I don't think you're going to see it. He's been charged, Blago has, with scheming to sell that seat and using the governor's office illegally to pressure potential campaign donors for contributions. And also his brother has been charged with helping him. They both pled not guilty. The trial is scheduled to start in June, in the first week in June. And we'll see. The motion that Ashley was asking for Obama's testimony had a bunch of paragraphs that were blacked out. And usually that they do that when the court has put information under seal, so it's been sealed apparently. And there was a conflict between comments made by Obama at a news conference and statements to federal prosecutors made by a labor union president, blah, 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 blah. Boy, Chicago, Chicago, huh? State Street, that great street, the rest of it is just a mobbed up mess. The politics couldn't be more corrupt in Chicago. You'd think they would do anything to just clean them up. I don't think that you'll see the president testifying, or I don't think he'll be subpoenaed, but we'll see. It's a shrewd maneuver, anyway, to say the least. I always say, flip me your notes to AmericaTonight.net for a reason, because we're going to go to the mailbag. No mail, by the way, about Blago, but plenty of mail about financial reform. Check this out. Got one here from, let's see, got one from Amy, one from Dan, and one from John listening in Austin, Texas. So let's go to Amy's first. Amy says, wow, I'm so sick of hearing about financial reform. Kate, they're all crooks. It makes me sick to my stomach. I hate reliving it. I lost a bunch of money like other people did. And it's not like I'm rich to begin with. I was just trying to save for a rainy day. I should put the handcuffs on them all. Is there any way we can enact some kind of legislation that would do that? Well, not really, Amy, but I understand your frustration. See, this is the problem, and this really is at the heart of financial reform, and why it'll be interesting to see what the Republicans do with this, because the people are still upset, like Amy, over what happened starting in 2008, the recession, the problems, the job losses, all that stuff related to the tanked, especially the tanked mortgages, the ridiculous mortgages, where who knows who owned the mortgage, everything's underwater, giving people ridiculous loans, not even knowing anything about their background, if they had a job, crazy, crazy arms, things that made no sense, you know, that kind of loan where it would change and then the balloon payment would be due. It was nuts. But it was all about greed there. So then this one from Dan. Kate, I say we wind the clock back. I know you always say you can't go back to the past, all about the present, but I think we have to make an exception and go back in some sort of a time machine and do something to eliminate all the fat cats who drilled us back in the fall of 2008. None of us are going to get the revenge we want, let's face it, and it's scary out there right now. It's getting more and more like the haves and the have-nots. What do you think? Do you feel the great divide? I do feel the great divide. I feel the dissension, really, that people are frustrated, that we live in, man, I say this all the time, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I mean, honestly, we do. You know how lucky you are when you go someplace else and you see how other people live and what kind of a government they've put up with, and the chance to voice their frustrations on like radio shows or in op-ed pieces in the newspaper or just to their neighbors does not exist. I mean, does not exist in most places. Or I shouldn't say most places, in a lot of places, because there are certainly other free societies. But in a lot of places, I talk about when I went to Ecuador, I've been to Venezuela, I've seen it there. I recently had a conversation with a friend who went to Vietnam and some friends who are Vietnamese who couldn't be happier to be Americans and go through the whole, they had to be tested, you know, the test to become an American citizen, the 100 questions and the whole thing. And, you know, they did it the legal way. Two of them told me, while Vietnam is now this tourism place and a lot of people are going there and whatnot, for the people in Vietnam, a lot of things haven't changed. You start to get a little critical. You start to, you know, there's no gossiping over the fence and complaining about what you don't have or complaining about what's happening in the country, because the louder you complain or criticizing the government, then it's sometimes people go missing. And I thought they were pulling my leg when they said it, but honestly, they're saying, yes, people have gone missing. So we have it pretty good. John in Austin, he's also sounding off on financial reform. I don't understand. We keep talking about bipartisan cooperation. I say screw bipartisan cooperation. It doesn't work, Kate. You know that. If it's partisan, it means it probably will pass. The problem is the financial reform, from what I can understand and from what you've talked about on the show, a lot of it isn't very clear. It isn't clear as to how it will affect some of the smaller financial companies. I understand about the bigger companies. I understand about the Goldman Sachs firms. But what about the small guys? What happens to them? And ultimately, what's passed on to the consumer? Did you ever think about that? Yeah, I have thought about that. In fact, in one of our previous hours, I read something that somebody had sent me from the USAA, the company that a lot of people use. Well, in fact, I think it's strictly military. You have to have some kind of connection to the military through a family member or whatever. And they get great rates on whether it's insurance or different things. And the head of that company had the company send a form letter out to everybody saying, here, click this link to complain to your senators because this is what's going to happen. We're not going to be able to send you the checks that we send you at the end of the year with the dividends and the extra money and stuff. So I think people don't realize when you break it down, what part of it is going to be bad for the people really in the middle class. That's it, and the small businesses. It's just like what we were talking about with healthcare reform. What reforms help people that really need it, and what reforms hurt people who really need it? You got to think about that. Once again, that's our mailbag. If you want to be a part of the mailbag or just send me an email, do it. AmericaTonight.net.
Villains, I say to you now, knock off all that evil!